from KQED.
It's Morning Edition on KQED. I'm Joshua Johnson. Fog season is with us once again. Whether it's the ground-level pea soup of legend or the low overcast known as the marine layer, there's a reason why it's called California's natural air conditioning. Fog and clouds are vital cogs in keeping the coastal thermostat turned down, but that advantage could be disappearing. Here's KQED science editor Craig Miller.
Walking the beach in Pacific Grove, you might not always appreciate the June gloom, but one person who definitely does is Park Williams. He's a climate scientist at Columbia University's Lamont Doherty Earth Observatory in New York. But the gray mantle of the California summer coastline keeps drawing him back here. And it's not just the romance of it. It turns out that fog, well, all clouds actually, is a great regulator not just of heat, but drought.
Yeah, fog regulates droughts and does it in a couple of ways. In ecosystems, fog drops water directly on plants, and when the water collects on the plants, the water then drops into the soil and then is available for the plants to use. And fog and clouds that are higher than fog also shade the sun, and that allows the plants more time to use the water that they've collected from the fog. And in cities, fog and clouds that are higher than fog, overcast clouds, are really important as well because they regulate surface temperatures.
But here's the thing. Lately, parts of the coast, especially urban stretches of Southern California, are starting to lose that buffer against heat waves and drought. Something's been happening to clouds.
Well, in our study, we looked at Southern California, and we found that in large cities, L.A. and San Diego, the bottoms of the heights of low clouds during summertime have been increasing. They've been rising away from the city.
Williams says clouds in general have been getting higher and thinner over dense urban development.
And what's been going on is that cities have been warming, and as cities have been warming, then essentially, you just need to go higher into the atmosphere than you used to before you finally get to where it's cool enough to have water droplets condense and clouds can form.
That's partly because cities have what scientists call high thermal mass. All that concrete and pavement capture the heat of the day and hold on to it.
It takes most of the night for these city materials to get rid of their heat. And what that means is that at 4 a.m. in a city, it's much warmer than it would be if the city wasn't there.
And if you haven't noticed that, it could be because much of this warming has been happening while you sleep.
The minimum temperature that is achieved at night has been rising rapidly. During the daytime, we haven't seen that in most places. We've seen slow warming, but not nearly the pace that nighttime warming is. And this is really, that's the fingerprint of the urban heat island that we expect. Urban heat island effect really is a nighttime warming phenomenon because cement takes a long time to get rid of its heat, and that causes nighttime temperatures to rise. Daytime temperatures are about the same in cities as they are outside of cities.
And where urbanization reaches far inland, like, say, the Inland Empire region east of L.A., the cloud dissipation phenomenon seems to follow. For example, looking at readings from airports in the Southland, Williams found that Ontario has seen an 87% reduction in fog since 1950, and that overall cloud cover, technically the frequency of clouds, has been reduced by about half.
And that means that Ontario is getting a lot more sunlight in the morning hours, which is then feeding back to heat up Ontario and make clouds less likely in the future.
It amounts to a kind of vicious cycle that Williams thinks will accelerate over the coming years. So, one more time through the process.
Clouds will become thinner over Los Angeles. That allows more sunlight to be absorbed by the ground in Los Angeles, which causes more surface heat, which causes clouds to have to form higher up, which causes clouds to be thinner, which perpetuates this process of more sunlight, higher clouds, and eventually more sunlight, no clouds.
But Williams doesn't foresee fog and overcast vanishing everywhere along the coast, only in the most urbanized areas, which is better news the farther north you go.
It depends on where you are. And since these the fog and low marine clouds during summer are regulators of drought, and since global warming is projected to enhance drought in many places, including much of California, these clouds could be very nice regulators or moderators of the global warming process and increased drought in coastal California.
But in the cities...
But in these cities where the fog and low stratus clouds seem to be getting removed, then we see basically the moderating effect of these clouds probably getting canceled out, and rapid increases of drought in the mountain ecosystem surrounding the cities of Southern California.
So it sounds like when you get north into the coast redwoods that are so dependent on the fog, that the prognosis for them isn't so bad.
I think it's not so bad. But we'll have to wait and see. Certainly these clouds are very complicated, and there are some aspects to them that we still don't understand so well. So far, we've had a tough time getting computers to accurately model the behavior of these clouds.
Kind of makes you wonder if we might come to miss the June gloom.
Well, there will be winners and losers. I think that the ways that will be missed are that energy bills will rise because everything's warmer. Heat waves will be warmer, and that'll be less comfortable and have some public health implications. But there'll be benefits, too. People like going to the beach when it's sunny and not cloudy. And so June gloom gets in the way of family vacations and trips to the beach. And so it'll be nice to have clearer, better beach weather.
Less fog might also mean fewer delayed flights and freeway accidents. So, apparently, there can be a silver lining, even when there's no cloud. But the downside of the coast being clear more of the time is likely to far outweigh any benefits. I'm Craig Miller, KQED News.
You'll find this and all of our science coverage online at kqed.org/science. More Bay Area news is just ahead. You're listening to Morning Edition on KQED.
Support of KQED Science is provided by the Videz Family Foundation, Hope Lab, and the George G. and Jeanette A. Stewart Charitable Trust.